The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
That's right. I've got mail right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. It is Saturday, September the 8th. And I told you for today, guys, I had special treats because I was actually going to be doing double shots, including one for You Got Mail. And if you guys are just tuning in, you're wondering what in the world D's doing. I get so much mail. I get so many messages, you know, and I get so much cool stuff, you know, from all of our artists and, you know, and people that, you know, really enjoy the show that they, you know, they write and they send some stuff in. And it got to the point where I just, you know, I was having some very cool conversations and I decided that I wanted to share some of that with you guys here live on air. And so today, I've got one for later on this afternoon. So you guys don't worry. I got another one coming up. But this one right here is actually a very, very special one. And I wanted to bring it up because it comes with a message. And as it turns out, you guys know that I have actually been spinning a very, very cool song from Sleep Signals, you know, out of Minnesota, Edge of My Sanity. It was a brand new song, you know, that they had just dropped. And oddly enough, it was probably about a month ago, Robert Cosgrove, who is the front man for that outfit, had sent a message. And he sent me a message through Messenger on Facebook and told me that he just wanted to, you know, drop us the new Sleep Signals single. I say that three times fast. And says, we're about to go back out on the road, you know, September and December, supporting this one, and we'll love it if you check it out in the song and the video. And the cool thing about Sleep Signals is that, we have had a relationship with this band probably for the better part of about 3 years. And, you know, in the very, very beginning, they were introduced to us through one of our music ambassadors, for Memphis and the music scene at that time, you know, Scott Agnew. And, you know, and they were doing some metal shows and stuff. And ever since those guys had come in, you know, they were ushered in over here to Radio Memphis. Wound up doing some interviews. They'd always do call-ins, check-ins, and stuff like that. And so we've developed a very, very cool relationship, you know, with the band. And, you know, as you guys well know, Fireproof Tour has kicked off, you know, for them, you know, and this is a big deal. It's a huge thing. And there's also a couple of messages that wound up, you know, coming up, you know, across the board. And you may have been on their websites. You may have been on, you know, some of the Facebook pages and things like that. And you probably have seen a message from Robert Cosgrove himself. And, you know, on the main page, you know, on the main Facebook page for the band, he's told everybody that a lot of you probably already know, you know, of course, and this having happened, you know, this past week, you know, this past, you know, week, 2 weeks, he had a complete stroke, okay, of the pons area of his brain, you know, on August the 30th. And, you know, and it was, you know, it was a very unexpected thing, you know, especially at the only age of 33 years old. And of course, where he lives, relatively healthy, active lifestyle. So he goes on, you know, on the main side, he goes on to tell everybody, you know, what it's done, obviously, that, you know, he's going to be working through a couple of things, but, you know, obviously he's going to be able to kind of work through it. And of course he's going to be returning to the band, you know, that kind of stuff. And one of the things also too, is that, everybody being worried about, you know, the upcoming tours and stuff. And of course it being one of the hardest things that he's ever had to do. He had to make the decision, you know, and he did not make it lightly that, you know, that they went ahead and they're on the tour, you know, they've kicked off the tour with Fireproof, and they have a very, very close friend of the band's by the name of Devon Zena, who is actually stepping in for Robert right now until he can recoup and all of that. I also have what he posted on his personal page, and this is the special message for today. And it's funny because it personally hit home with me, not realizing what it is that we all do now, you know, in reference to technology, in reference to, you know, way of life and things like that. And it was one of those that actually reading this, you know, gave me the opportunity to put a lot of things in check in my world. And this was a message that he was hoping that would go out to everybody. So I thought that, you know, with them being so awesome and so fantastic about always keeping up with us here at Radio Memphis, you know, the least that I could do was share this message because it's a very important message from Robert. And on his personal page, he tells everybody to, you know, that he goes on about, you know, his stroke, and he says, so I suppose an update is in order. A lot of you have reached out asking how I'm doing, and I really appreciate you. I'm going to explain what happened, and I would urge you to read all of this so this doesn't happen to you. On Thursday morning, this is August the 30th, I woke up to a strong stinging sensation in the left side of my face that felt like I had been pepper sprayed. Shortly after, my right side went numb. My speech became slurred, and I lost equilibrium and balance. 15 years ago, I had a similar issue that was likely incorrectly diagnosed as a complex migraine, so I dismissed it. I waited 24 hours before I decided to seek medical attention, and this was a huge mistake. You have about a four-hour window to get a clockbuster medication to help you save your brain tissue, and I missed that window by almost a day. If you ever feel numbness, weakness in one side, even one limb, experience slurred speech or facial muscle weakness, drooping, please seek medical attention immediately. Don't hesitate to call 911, as they will have a clotbuster medication ready for your arrival in case your stroke is ischemic, which is due to a clot, like his. My life is forever changed because I made this mistake. That being said, I had an ischemic stroke in the pons area of my brain. The pons is a small thumb-sized portion of your middle brainstem. It helps route messages for most of your body's movement. I was very fortunate to only have the left side of my pons attacked. If you lose your entire pons, you are typically comatose for the rest of your life, fully aware and cognitive. I was also fortunate that I have not experienced any cognitive issues with my stroke, so I'm still all there. My stroke was likely caused by two major contributing factors, and this is also very important. One, I have had a small heart defect that literally one in every four people have. You just don't typically know about it until you have a problem like this. There's a small hole between the arterial, where it sends blood, and venous, where it returns blood, chambers of the heart, which can allow a small clot to sneak through and pass up to the brain via your arteries. This is what happened to me. Also, too, for the 2 weeks leading up to my stroke, I had been working insane hours on the computer, working 20 to 22 hours per day and sleeping 2 to 4 hours per night. This was causing me to sit for extended periods of time, which likely caused my clot to form in one of my legs. I know we're all really busy, and many of us are sitting on computers for long periods of time. To be clear, I am otherwise very healthy. I'm a very healthy, active 33-year-old. I should not have had a stroke at this age. I go to the gym, I exercise when I'm not on the computer, and I live a very active lifestyle. None of this matters because when I'm working, I'm sitting for long periods of time. Make sure you get up at least once an hour and keep active. Stand up, pump your legs, ride a stationary bike, walk on a treadmill. I really don't want this to happen to any of my friends and people I care about. This was such an eye-opening experience, and everyone needs to understand that this can and will happen to anyone. My recovery is going to take some time, but I'm already making huge strides. I still have numbness, weakness in my right side, arm, leg, trunk. I have a minor speech impairment. My balance, equilibrium are still stiff, still a bit off, and I'm having some sleep OCD issues. I'm very lucky that things were not much worse. I have to schedule several appointments in the coming days and weeks with neurology, cardiology, physical, speech, occupational therapy. I may have to have a heart operation to fill up that hole, but it's a relatively controversial procedure, so I may escape that surgery. Either way, I'll be on blood thinners, aspirin, and cholesterol, even though I have normal levels meds for the rest of my normal levels. It'll be on cholesterol meds for the rest of his life. I'll need to change my diet for the rest of my life to a low-sodium, low-cholesterol, low-saturated fat diet, and I'll need to make sure I never sit for long periods of time, working or in the tour van. I really hope that this strikes a chord with people and raises some awareness to this issue. I had no idea this could happen to me, and I wish I had known what I had known now before it did. Please don't let this happen to you. I care about all of you, and no one should experience this. Thank you all for the continued support. Thank you for everyone who has reached out. I know I haven't even kept up with all of you yet. Thank you to my amazing wife, Angela, who has not left my side. Thank you to my mom, Tracy, and the rest of my family, who has been extremely supportive. I'm keeping positive and looking to kick this thing in the ass. Thank you, everyone. So that right there, was a huge message. And it's amazing because, you know, he's a very healthy person, very active, you know, and, you know, fantastic, you know, things are going, you know, for him. And, you know, that was the message that was sent out. So if you guys are tuned in and you're listening to this, by all means, please, you know, drop Mr. Robert Cosgrove, a line and tell him hello. Make sure you support Sleep Signals. They are out on tour, all right? They are officially out on the Fireproof Tour. You guys have an opportunity. If you go to sleepsignals.com, you can actually just type in Sleep Signals on Facebook. It's going to come up for you. Tonight, they're going to be at Fort Morgan Elks Lodge, okay, in Fort Morgan, Colorado. Tomorrow night, they're going to be at the Rock Sports Bar and Grill in Colorado. And then, so, you know, they have a break on Monday, then the 11th, you know, and 12th, you know, they're actually going to be picking up, you know, in Utah, you know, for a couple of dates. I've got several dates that are going all throughout for the rest of the year. So you guys make sure that you follow on with that. And also, you know, word is that, you know, that Robert is going to be going through, you know, obviously his therapies and stuff like that. So don't be surprised if you don't see him actually jump back in on this tour. And, you know, to Robert, you know, from us here at Radio Memphis, you know, we are wishing you a very, very fast and a very, very speedy recovery. You know, and we wish you nothing but the best. And of course, if there's anything that we can do for you here, you know, please definitely let us know right here at Radio Memphis. So this is, you know, this has been one of those, you know, where we actually get to do the You Got Mail, you know, because D checks her mail, just checks her messages and stuff like that. I have that opportunity where I like to share those moments with you guys right here live on air. And this particular one was too special not to share with everybody because it could make a difference in somebody's life. So with no further ado, why not go ahead and play some Sleep Signals for you? This is Edge of My Sanity. And in fact, video is out for them too. So you guys make sure you check out their pages. You can even check out Radio Memphis Around the World Facebook page. We just popped it up for you. But we're going to play it for you right here, right now on Radio Memphis Around the World.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.